From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump announced his administration is imposing new sanctions against North Korea. He spoke to a friendly audience at the Conservative Political Action Conference outside Washington.
I do want to say, because people have asked, North Korea, we impose today the heaviest sanctions ever imposed on a country before.
Details of the sanctions came from his Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, who briefed reporters at the White House.
Today's actions will significantly hinder North Korea's ability to conduct evasive maritime activities that facilitate illicit coal and fuel transports and limit the regime's ability to ship goods through international waters.
The announcement comes as the president's daughter Ivanka is in South Korea attending the close of the Winter Olympic Games. U.S. officials have said there will not be any meetings between the U.S. and North Korean delegations at the Games. And U.N. diplomats are still working on last-minute negotiations Friday. They are working on a resolution to implement a 30-day ceasefire across Syria and lift sieges in towns, including eastern Ghouta. Efforts are being made to avoid a Russian veto. A morning vote was delayed until the afternoon as they tried to find consensus. Russia has expressed objections to the draft on Thursday. The council president said that they are still working on language and that they are, quote, almost there. He said the members are united and want the draft adopted today. This is VOA News. Twin car bombs that went off in Somalia's capital have killed 18 people and wounded 20 others, the capital's ambulance services said. That's according to the Reuters news agency. Rick Gates, a former top advisor to President Donald Trump's campaign, is scheduled to plead guilty this hour in the special counsel's Russia investigation into the federal conspiracy and false statements charges. The plea could indicate he is planning to cooperate with special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. The plea comes after last week's indictment that laid out a broad operation of election meddling by Russia to promote the campaign of Donald Trump, disparage Hillary Clinton, and sow division among the U.S. electorate. Also at the CPAC event, Trump spoke about the ongoing debate on gun control after the February 14th killings at a high school in Parkland, Florida. He has supported a proposal to arm teachers with guns and says there needs to be better background checks so people who are mentally ill cannot get guns. Bill Gallo has more on the gun debate.
Thousands of students gathering this week at state capitals.
Congress needs to step it up!
And at the White House, calling for stricter gun control. Speaking to the students on Thursday, President Donald Trump proposed adding more guns to the equation to deter school shooters.
We need to let people know, you come into our schools, you're going to be dead, and it's going to be fast.
But it's not clear if lawmakers would approve a plan to arm teachers, or if the public would support it, or how effective it would even be. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Washington.
UN investigators have said they identified more than 40 South Sudanese officials and military officers who may be responsible for war crimes and crimes against humanity. The report comes from the UN Commission on Human Rights in South Sudan, and it was released Friday with details of horrific acts of cruelty against South Sudanese civilians. The alleged crimes occurred during the South Sudan's ongoing civil war. And they detail terrible things like gang-raped and mutilated people. More than 4 million people were ousted from their homes. And Pope Francis has invited Catholics and members of all religions on Friday to observe a day of prayer, fasting, and initiatives for peace. I'm Ann Ball, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.